We hear from the new Minister of Energy now, Minister David Makhlobo. Of course, he was the Minister of State Security before, and Minister David Makhlobo is on the line from Cape Town. Minister, good morning. Congratulations on your redeployment.
Thank you very much, Stephen, and a very good morning to your listeners across the country.
So what is your main priority in office? Is it to get the nuclear deal going?
Well, we should be able to quickly make speculation. When I met with the president in the morning when he was informing us, my mandate is very clear, is to assist the country to ensure that energy is a critical component in terms of our growth path as espoused in the NDP. We stimulate and actually catalyze this economy to grow, because if you look at all these big countries and economies, energy is the biggest input. One of the issues we need to do is to ensure that there is a security of energy in this country, whether is it petroleum, is it electricity, is it gas, whether is it nuclear, but also ensure that it is sustainable, because if this economy is going to perform at a higher level, we have to ensure that we create those enabling conditions, but also deal with our social ills. But it must also be affordable. But more importantly, whatever we do in the energy sector, we cannot actually degrade the environment. Therefore, the environmental considerations will also be very important. And South Africa must be actually a leader using its natural endowment to contribute to economic growth.
Big natural endowment, of course, is the sun. The price of solar power is dropping. Eskom has too much power at the moment. There's a surplus. We've actually got more coal power stations that are coming online. But the price of solar power is dropping so quickly. Do you think we actually need nuclear power?
Well, I can actually indicate that it's not a question whether we need nuclear power or not. South Africa, in terms of its policy position, you will know, Stephen, we are using an energy mix. Already nuclear is here in South Africa. We should not create a myth as if nuclear is not there. You have nuclear here currently in Quebec, one of our best facilities that are actually contributing to the grid. But more importantly, there are also aspects of nuclear. Nuclear is not also used only for those aspects of electricity, but you have that facility here in Pretoria, the Pelindaba. We are actually leading in terms of using nuclear isotopes so that we can be able to do advancement in terms of human sciences, in terms of contribution to health. And we are actually amongst the top six in the world. Therefore, this means that nuclear, all other nations that are actually advancing, nuclear is one of the options that is on the table. But gas is also one of the options that are there. Let's be able to implement policies without being any scarecrow tactic.
I mean, one of the big issues, of course, is Russia's involved in this. I know you've been to Russia quite a couple of times recently with the president. What kind of relationship do you think we should have with Russia?
Well, you see, we should not be able to try, Stephen, to single one country. I've been to many countries with the president of the republic. Recently, just about less than a few weeks ago, I was in the U.S. But when you look at Russia, Russia is part of the BRICS family. We have relationships, and there's nothing problematic about the Russian Federation. Even some of the freedom we enjoy today, they actually made contribution with other countries in the international community when we're actually fighting apartheid. We have a relationship with the Russian Federation as well, the Chinese, the Americans, the British and others, and we'll continue to strengthen all those relations.
But it's not a country that's free now. I mean, Russia's not a free country. Opposition leaders are in jail. People are beaten up. You don't have free media there. There's no freedom of speech. I mean, I would think that a government led by the ANC would feel actually human rights is more important. We shouldn't be doing any business with Russia. We can recognize them as we recognize North Korea, but we shouldn't, you know, look at taking contracts for them.
Well, let's not create a slant of trying to single out any country. Remember, each and every country has its own challenges.
Yeah, but Minister, human rights is a big, big challenge in Russia. The ANC talks about human rights and freedom quite correctly, given our history. And yet, you and other members of the ANC, other leaders, seem to find it impossible to criticize Russia in this.
Well, the allegation about human rights abuses, you know, I'm not a spokesperson for the Russian Federation, but what I know, as I've worked in this government and continue to do so, all these countries are members of the United Nations, Family of Nations. Recently, I was actually even reading a report of the United Nations Human Rights Council. I've not seen the Russians being cited that there are human rights issues that are there. But I also don't want to speculate because into Russia, I have not seen some of the things we're actually talking about. I've been there and I've been to other countries in the world. And why is this so much preoccupation with a particular country when we have other countries whose records in terms of other opinion makers are actually questionable? Why an interesting one?
Minister, you know the nuclear deal, and everyone's very cynical about it. I mean, for various reasons. Could you just give us a promise that there's no corrupt intent in a nuclear deal?
Well, maybe let's firstly correct this thing. The country were in record. You know the process that was set aside by the court of law? They never said that this country must not have the capability for nuclear for economic uses. And remember, one of the countries in the world who actually decided that in terms of the disarmament, we have a world that is free of nuke. Remember, that is not only the Russians that were actually putting a request for information. Why are you not mentioning Americans? Why are you not mentioning the French? Why are you not mentioning the Chinese, the Canadians? There are many of these countries. But when it comes to issue that the process, if it proceeds, because there is a decision already, by this government of an energy mix, and even by cabinet, we've agreed that one, issues of governance, which is the issues of transparency. When you look at the IRP, it's going to be consulted with the citizens. There is representative of the citizens here. When it comes back to parliament, the country will be able to discuss these matters. Then you can hold us accountable on that one.
But Minister, I mean, I'm sorry. The reason I single out Russia is because the CEO of Rosatom, their atomic agency, said a deal was in the works. I mean, that's why we single out Russia. And really, all I'm asking for is a promise from you that there's no corrupt intent.
Well, I'm saying that in time, we promise that there is going to be good governance. There's going to be accountability. Issues around affordability is going to be taken into consideration. Issues around environment. And the scale at which this has to be done. Remember, this government has been clear what is the policy position. Well, I will not speculate about what other people have said. I've just came into an office. I need to sit down and get a full briefing. If people are making statements that they are confident to be getting this thing or not, well, that's not that they are not speaking on behalf of the South African government. But as you know, there were problems with the process, as the courts have said. The process must be above reproach, and we should be able to say this is in the interest of South Africans or not, whether we'll be in a position to do it. We'll not be reckless, but let's not be actually be bulldozed or threatened that we should not do the things to ensure that this country continues to have the security of supply of energy, ensure that it is sustainable so that this economy grows. But more importantly, let's transform the sector. Let's transform the sector and be more responsible to ensure that this environment, we don't actually degenerate it in such a way that the future generations will be asking questions why we're irresponsible.
Minister, it's important to look at people's track records when they say things. I mean, this is how you know if they're going to live up to their promise or not. I mean, I'm sure you'd agree. I have to put this to you. You're a man who goes to a brothel. You're a man who blocked cell phone signals in Parliament. What in your track record says we should trust you when it comes to a nuclear deal that could cost the country R1 trillion?
You see, Stephen, you should never try to actually insult people. Never do that. We have never been to Nelspruit and said, I've gone to a brothel. When I've gone to Spy and many citizens have gone there, we use insinuation, you see, in the media. That's not how we should actually treat people in terms of skepticism without actually facts and put them in a court of public opinion. And if really you want to have a discussion to say who's David Mashloba, as a member of the ANC, I'm not in a position where I'm going to be going and beating up my drums. I've worked in this government, both as an administrator and as a politician. If you find time, try to check my record, how have I performed over time, whether at any point there are actual of misdemeanors that are actually associated with me. In instances where we make mistakes, we've always taken responsibility. The issue around the question of parliament, we actually address that matter with the nation, what happened. And it can't be that if an incident happens all the time, it must actually be dangled over someone's head. Let people judge me. And this country, fortunately, it has balance and checks.
But when people, I'm sorry, Minister, when people make mistakes, I mean, it's a deliberate act to block MPs' cell phones and journalists' cell phones in Parliament. You say that, you know, people have made mistakes, you haven't done anything wrong. The people who go to Russia with you are Gaetan McKenzie and Kenny Kunene. I mean, two gangsters who create stories about the president's political opponents. It goes back to, and I'm sorry about this, but it goes back to trust. I mean, you're a person who suggests that anyone who's critical of President Jacob Zuma is an agent of a foreign power. It is about trust.
Oh, but you see, Stephen, if you want me to assist you to discuss issues, you can't be all over the show yourself. The issues here, we are speaking about one, for an example, a story in some time. Sunday Times actually knew I was leaving to the U.S. They never actually gave my side of the story. But number two, how do you think that the Russians, if I go to Russia, should I actually be bringing people to Kremlin? You don't know how Russians work. In other words, you don't take them seriously. The issue around Parliament, we've answered that one, and I'm not actually going back to be trying to answer those issues. Well, people will have opinions. But the nice thing about the struggle Democrats, they are actually issues of balance and checks. There is parliament, there is a portfolio committee that deals with issues of energy. They will hold us accountable. You have the Auditor General for South Africa, that's how we run our finances and businesses. They will be able to do that. And if the public is also not happy, they have institutions like your public protector, your SIU. At this stage, I think we are jumping a gun, because What actually ever decision ever we have made in the Department of Energy, when we actually have not even started in anything. This issue of trying to cast aspersion on people, just you look at them, this is how they look. That's not, I think, that any self-respecting nation should do.
So you're going to take two people who are convicts, who are criminals, with you on a trip to Russia, and they're probably going to end up as a BE partner in the nuclear deal, but we mustn't judge you for it.
Let me ask you, Stephen. Statistically, is malicious. There are no factual accuracies in that statement. And if that's how you want to inform the nation in terms of issues that are not verified, and you want to make it an issue, well, it's your opinion in terms of that one. I went to the Russian Federation several times, and I can't even actually go and take people who are not even actually even in my former department I work, and actually make them to actually engage with the leadership of a government. Where does that fit?
Minister David McClobo, thank you for your time, sir.
You are welcome.
The Minister of Energy on the line from Cape Town.